It is Tuesday, July 7th, 2009. I'm Nicole Sandler, and it is time for your quickie news update, our daily look at the news of the day in 10 minutes or less. On the phone with us is Lavisa Frost from the Talk Radio News Service. Hi, Lavisa. I guess if I asked what's going on today, the big duh would be Michael Jackson?
Yeah, that would be it. And it's sort of, I was actually flipping through all the networks this morning, and there's, I mean, it's 5:30 a.m. on the East Coast, and we're looking at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, obviously 3 hours earlier, and nothing is happening, but we're still watching it. Even the Weather Channel will show you what the weather will be like at the Staples Center. So it's very much taken over news here, and I know that President Obama is trying to compete a little bit by giving all the networks some one-on-one interviews. But I'm not sure he's going to win today.
Unbelievable. And one thing that hasn't gotten a lot of coverage was the elephant march into the Staples Center this morning, which, I don't, you know, how appropriate is it that the circus is opening there right after this memorial service?
Well, that is right. You know, you can never really predict these things. So I figure that, I hadn't actually seen too much about it, but I know that the circus was coming to town just after this. And right now, it certainly is the circus.
Yes, it is. Okay, so on to real news. As you mentioned, President Obama in Russia met with Medvedev and Putin both.
That is right. Today was the breakfast with the Prime Minister Putin, and I think we can be pretty safe to say that it was a polite meeting, and maybe not the warmest of atmospheres, but it's still a polite meeting, and it's still it's a big deal that the President of the United States made it over to Russia before the G8 and came in person trying to reset the U.S.-Russian relations. And really, I mean, he did bring his entire family over, which I'm sure helped along as well. But we're going to have to see when it comes to the details what really will be made out of this. We know that they have come to agreement on a few things, and for example, allowing the U.S. to have military transports across the Russian Federation. They talked nuclear proliferation, a number of security issues, North Korea and Iran. So, but when it comes down to what's actually going to happen, we're going to have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Along other lines, Al Franken will be sworn in today as the junior senator from Minnesota.
That is right. We know Vice President Joe Biden came back from Iraq and will do the honors this afternoon. The second senator in Minnesota will come into place, and that's a number that Al Franken, senator-elect Al Franken, has been saying he wants to focus on number two. He's the number two senator in Minnesota. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, now you have the 60 votes, it's filibuster-proof, but the Democrats, along with Al Franken, are really trying to downplay this, saying this does not, I mean, this is no rubber stamp for any filibuster-proof decisions here. He will very much focus on his constituents, his state, right now giving only local press availability for Minnesota press only, even though I'm sure all the national talk show hosts would love to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And he's saying that, you know, I'm looking, this is for Minnesota. I am looking at the working families in Minnesota, making sure economy is right and jobs and everything. He's going to be working 24/7, it says. So no jokes so far.
Uh-huh. No, I'm sure he's probably going to do a lot just to bite his tongue, lest he be, you know, the sound bites trotted out on all the right-wing talk shows, you know, at least
Absolutely.
For a while anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, someone who is definitely a joke being trotted out, at least on the left talk shows, is Sarah Palin, who I guess gave some taped interviews this morning.
Well, that is right. I did catch that on CNN. She came out of a boat in her boots in the water, and that's in itself it's a great sight. Of course, you know, we're still very confused what is going on. But you're right. She did give an interview, and she doesn't really answer any questions directly when asked, "Are you set for a presidential run in the years to come?" And she doesn't say yes, she doesn't say no, and she does not close any doors. She says that she still has this in her blood, the public service, and that's not really going to go away. But at the same time, she says she doesn't want to be in politics. She does not want to be a public figure right now. So we have really no idea what's going on, but I really do hope for talk radio that, and for all other news, that she will stay on, because she's great for us.
Yeah, she's great fodder. Although Andrea Mitchell yesterday was reporting that Sarah Palin is through with politics, leading to more speculation that she may accept a position, a talk show position with Fox News.
Well, that is always a possibility. She's not. I know Fox News has a lot of blonde girls. She's not as blonde yet, so I don't know. But it's definitely a possibility. You know, she has a large family. I'm sure she's in need of money, and that's not, you know, that's a possibility, definitely. But it's just that she keeps saying, I'm not a quitter, as a lot of people would say. I'm a fighter, and I don't think we've seen the end of this yet. And, Fox News is definitely a possibility, but...
But we know from Sarah Palin is the truth has never stopped her before. She obviously, you know, says black when you're looking at white, so it doesn't...
That's right.
You know, it's do as I say, not as I do kind of thing with her. So just because she says it doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No, I don't think we have no credibility when it comes to those things. And we have absolutely no idea where she's going to go from here. And I think that makes a lot of people nervous.
Uh-huh.
The GOP is definitely nervous about this, and it's causing quite a stir here in Washington. So I think that... this is going to be a fun one to see where she's going, but I don't think she's out of politics yet, and I don't really trust the words she's saying.
Yeah, no, nor do I. Okay, is there anything else that we haven't touched on that's happening today?
I just want to touch quickly on Honduras, and I know that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has agreed to meet with the ousted president of Honduras. I'm not sure if he's still the president or what you call him, because right now it seems like we have two presidents and two governments in Honduras. But this will be the highest level of U.S. Officials getting involved in this situation. So that is what we know. I know that the president was trying to land in Honduras yesterday, but ended up circling the airport and then landing in Nicaragua. So, but at least Secretary Clinton has said that she will meet with him, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Lovisa Frost from the Talk Radio News Service at talkradionews.com. Great to talk to you, and we'll check in again tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Tonight on Air America Radio from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time, we, of course, will do the postmortem on the Michael Jackson funeral. Yeah, from a little different perspective. We will speak with somebody who will be there today. Yeah, and then we'll get an overview on the day's festivities. Is that what you call them? From Lisa Derrick, who does the La Figa blog at firedoglake.com. And we'll also speak with Will Bunch, who writes the Attitude blog for the Philadelphia Inquirer, about everything but Michael Jackson, I promise. And that's it for today's Quickie News Update from the Talk Radio News Service and me, Nicole Sandler, radio or not.